Workplace roundup. Bexleyburn workers strike. Bexleyburn workers have started a two-week strike. Taking confidence from the recent victory of Bean workers at Thurrock, another Tory-controlled council, workers are striking against private company Serco. The refuse and cleaning contract has recently been retendered by Bexley Council. But the workers' union Unite understands that Serco is the only bidder, because the profit margins are so low. Bexley Council plans to reduce the contract by £2.5 million over 5 years, a move that Unite warned could result in years of industrial unrest if staff bear the brunt. The 140 Serco refuse and cleaning workers began striking from the 25th of July, with a picket line between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. being held every weekday. Serco has failed for half a decade to include refuse and cleansing staff on a stipulated pay progression scale. The situation has led to instances of refuse truck drivers being on the same pay scale as street sweepers, with some staff being owed thousands in back wages. Workers are also angry at the company's 2021 pay offer of 1.5%. Unite members have worked throughout successive national lockdowns to keep the service running, risking their own safety as well as that of their families. Refuse staff in Bexley earn much less than their counterparts in other areas of the capital. For example, in neighbouring Greenwich, refuse staff earn a minimum of £13 an hour, compared to £10.25 paid by Serco in Bexley, which is below even the London living wage. We call for an end to privatisation in local government and across the public sector, and for all outsourced workers to be brought back in-house.